This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Frank here. We just reviewed the home inspection on the home we're buying. Can you ask the seller to replace the refrigerator with one that has a freezer on top? My wife doesn't like bending over to get the ice cream.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to our local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, his quarterly appearance, syndicated columnist Dan Walters. California tax on wealth may hinge on how Trump treats deductions. How a 1995 California court ruling that restored immigrant rights could backfire in 2025. And California's aging population will test whether its demography is destiny. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Take a look at in the first segment. First, what's pending and at what median price? I've always been tracking and telling you how many pendings we have at any given time at the end of the week. But for the prior 45 weeks, I've also been including the median price. And for the last 9 weeks, here we are, the seventh week of the year. These stats are for the week ending February 14th, 2025, Valentine's Day, seventh week of the year. For the last 9 weeks, every week I look at the pendings, and that category has been, the median price has been greater than $2.6 million, which is why year-to-date, the median price for 2025 is $2.9 million. For the first 11 months of the year, 2024, the median price was $2,250,000, and thanks to a huge drop in December, 2024's median price ended up at $2.2 million. But remember, 2022, 23, and 24, all 3 years, the median price was so close to being virtually identical. And 2024, the first 11 months, it was $2,250,000. But dropped to $2.2 million for the year. Year to date, $2,009,000. Last year, $2,437,000. Oh, so I never told you what was pending. 67 listings pending, snapshot in time for the week ending February 14th, 2025. The median price, $2.8 million. I mean, basically, the last 5 weeks, it's been $2.8 million. That's just crazy, which means the year-to-date median price of 2.9, it will sustain itself for at least another, you know, month or so or two, depending on how long the pending price stays that high. So 2.9 million median price for 7 weeks. Last year was 2,437,000. I just told you how last year ended. The first 6 months of 2024, it was 2,275,000. So the first 7 weeks, $2,437,000, so dropped for the first 6 months. 2023, $1,970,000 for the first 7 weeks. And the first 6 months, it jumped to $2,320,000. Then the second 6 months of 2022, interest rates went up and the median price dropped to $1,950,000 because the number of sales dropped to 384. For the second 6 months of 2022. First 6 months, 519. And 2022, the first 7 weeks of the year, $2,320,000. Oh, this is funny. This is funny. I think I bounced around. 2023, the first 7 weeks was $1,970,000. And the first 6 months of 2023 was $2,250,000, so it went up. This is the funny part. In 2022, the first 7 weeks, the median price year to date was $2,320,000, and for the first 6 months of 2022, it was $2,320,000. That's bizarre. You know what it means? Absolutely nothing. And just going back in time, you know, $1,888,000, $1,365,000. Funny, 2018 and 2019, $1.5 million and change for those first 7 weeks of the year in 2018 and 2019, and ended up at $1.25 million and $1.3 million and change. You go back to 2015, it was over $1 million for the first 7 weeks of the year, 2015. 109 sales, $1.070 million was the median price in 2015. 2025, 87 sales, $2.9 million. Again, just the first 7 weeks. It's remarkable, remarkable. Okay, any questions? I think that's everything. I gave you pending, I gave you year to date, so we can squeeze this in. Well, this is kind of good news. It's a mass email from Jackie Walters from Village Properties regarding her Polo Fields condo. This is a couple of weeks old. In a climate of increasing HOA dues, homeowner association dues, the dues at the Polo Fields have been reduced due to securing lower cost homeowners insurance.
Wow.
The dues for her unit were $1,180 a month, and they're now $1,064 a month. That's a $116 a month drop. And you get standard items, insurance, trash, property management. You get a pool. You get a gated entry, and you get water and gas. That's a big benefit. Have that at a few places in town, not too many. And then finally, a realtor put out a need to other agents, mass email, very common. You see people needing a contractor, an attorney, CPA. I've never read one like this. I have a Texas-based client who recently purchased a home with me in Montecito. In Texas, he routinely reviews his property tax statements and protests assessments when necessary. He's looking for a professional in California who can assist with property tax appeals. Do any of you have a trusted referral for someone well-versed in this process? Love to connect my client with the right expert. Thanks in advance for any recommendations. And I stop myself from responding with the name of a priest, minister, and a rabbi. Good luck. And you know what? I'm being sarcastic. I'm trying to be funny. I could be wrong. Maybe someone out there has, in fact, protested an assessment. Now, in fact, you can, and I did, when property values went down in, 2008, 2009, 2010, I asked for a reduction and I got it. So I'm correcting myself. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with syndicated columnist Dan Walters, and he'll tell you what you should be thinking. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.